Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning and welcome to Feel Free in the OC with me, Nancy T. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend and I thank you so much for tuning in as I have a great show in store for you as my special guest is none other than Jeff Lawton, a fellow host here on Blog Talk Radio of his popular show, Radio Free Spirit. Jeff is a psychology graduate from UC Santa Cruz and specializes in coaching individuals, families, and couples in transitioning from the old into the new that their hearts are calling for. Jeff is here with me this morning to talk about our life's purpose as well as relationships, transformation, and spirituality and how they all intersect. Jeff has much to share with us, and on that note, I welcome Jeff Lawton. Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, my pleasure, and thank you for taking time of your Monday morning to share it with me and my listeners. You have so much to offer, and I have to say that I can't wait to get started. And before we begin on that huge subject of relationships and life coaching and all that, I'd love for you to share a little bit more about yourself and what led you in your journey to your successful career in relationship and life coaching.
Well, first I would say that when I look back on my life, my coaching career actually started probably when I was about 15. And I found myself through no deliberate intention on my part to be the go-to guy at my high school that everybody, particularly women, would go to get advice. And I had no idea where that was coming from. I had no idea why I could give good advice, but I seemed to be able to do that. And that pretty much continued through college, and then realizing that I really wanted to do that for a living, I took a short break that lasted about 16 years in the corporate world, and had somehow in that short break forgotten that really I'd known ever since my teens, if not before, that I really had a gift for being able to hear people and to understand what was going on underneath the surface. And I wouldn't have had the words for it then, but also I now know a highly developed gift to be able to read people's energy. And so that brief detour into the corporate world pretty much nearly killed me physically, emotionally, and every other which way. And so in my mid-30s, I really had to stop and take a look at, you know, what was happening. I hated my job. I hated what I was doing. Great family and all kinds of wonderful things to live for, but I was miserable and very, very unhealthy physically. Weighed close to 300 pounds in those days, and I just got to see that something really had to shift. And so I began my own personal transitional, transformational, whatever you want to call it, journey of going in and doing, you know, all the inner work that I could get my hands on at that time. And in the course of doing that, it became, well, I'll put it this way. I remembered what I'd always really known deep inside was mine to do and had just forgotten for that 16-year period. And so I started living two lives where I was still doing my corporate thing for a while and then ended up working with every coach that I could find that was doing the kind of work that really spoke to me. And after about like 2 years or so of having a foot in both worlds, I left the corporate life and started my practice in 1997. And I've been able to keep going ever since, and it's still my passion. It's still something I really, really enjoy. And in the midst of all that, it just also became clear that both because of what I was going through in my own relationship, and my wife and I have been together for 29 years in January, I really also noticed a passion for helping couples to be able to go where traditional couples counseling doesn't tend to take them. And so in the last few years, I've really put more and more of my energy into that.
Did that answer your question? Absolutely. And I'm sitting there just nodding my head because this is exactly the types of messages that I do convey within my show, within other guests, but just, you know, different stories. But when you live with your passion and purpose, it just seems to come to place, but the transition's not always easy. And I was asked the same question a few days ago, and it's not an overnight thing. It's just what I love is a refreshing comment you made is to remember, to recall what it was that is natural to you. And as you said, you obviously had that availability of yourself to others to help them with their problems, and it's a gift. It's a gift, and you tapped into that, and that's wonderful. And now you're helping others, and that's even greater, especially in today's society. And as I read about how you offer a nourishing and committed way of coaching, if you could share those coaching techniques that you have. That's been an evolution for you to help others with their relationship issues.
Well, you know, it's funny. Whenever I get asked that question, you know, like that I hear is, how do you do it? It's interesting, after all the years I've been doing it, how that question still poses a challenge, because it's so much a part of who I am and how I be in my life that, it, you know, I don't often stop to think about how I do me, but I'm going to do my best to answer your question. And I feel like one of the key things about how I work, you know, traditional therapy, which is not what I do, but even some of the traditional coaching, you know, tends to be oriented towards how do you get from A to B. And, in fact, coaching comes from the word coach, as in stage coach or carriage type of coach, getting someone from A to B. And a lot of coaching typically focuses on having a client, be it an individual or a couple, coming in and going, okay, what results do you want? And then coaching them on steps to get there. And while I do some of that, a lot of my approach is really oriented towards trying to hone in as loving and as straightforward a way as possible to helping people do that remembering. Because my belief is that most of the time when we say we don't know what we want, we don't know what we want to be when we grow up, we don't know why we're here, I think for a large number of people, that just isn't really true. We believe it's true, but I don't believe it really is true to the degree that we might imagine. And I think what's more true is that we have forgotten or lost touch, lost connection with what we know we really hunger for or long to be doing. So what I do with people, whether it's a couple or an individual that I'm working with, I go, you know, right on the first appointment, I go into, what do you know about what you're longing for? You know, like what's missing for you? And when it's in terms of a relationship, you can kind of get to the same information by talking about, okay, what is it that you're wanting from your partner that you aren't getting? What is it that you feel would be better about your relationship if everything were the way you wanted it to be? And a lot of couples that I've worked with anyway, you know, the first tendency is to go, well, if my partner were more like that, if my partner were less like this, I think we'd be fine. So I go into, whenever I hear that, then I go into, okay, well, let's imagine that you had no partner and that this is really all about you. Because, of course, it is all about you.
Right.
Really, when we get down to it, most of the stuff that we're upset with our partners about or that we feel in deficit with our partners has a lot to do with what we're disconnected from within ourselves, and we're looking to them to fix it, fill the hole. And if they're not, then it gets easy to project to them that, you know, they're the problem instead of looking at what we're doing. So I go right into the heart of the matter. You know, I go right to what is it that the wants and try and help a couple get reconnected to that. And if they come in a lot of crisis, which tends to be the case, then the first step is to help them find, if it's still there, to help them reconnect to the core connection that they have. And because to try and fix problems without having a connection to what is still vibrant and healthy and well with each other ends up being a much, much more painful and difficult route to go. So I have a gift for being able to really help them, if it's there, I should preface it, if it's there. There are definitely couples that come to me or anyone like me too late. If it's too late, it's too late. But if there's even an ember of loving connection that's still there, I have a real gift for being able to help couples find that ember with each other and blow it up from an ember to a new flame. And I can do that usually within, you know, if not the first session, I end up being able to do it within two or three. And then it gets much easier to work through whatever the blocks or the issues are. So I think that's probably a way that I would say my approach is very energy focused. You know, I work much more with what energy is present in addition to what they're saying. But I think you and I would probably both agree that our minds will tell us anything it needs to get what it wants.
Mm-hmm. And, or wants to tell us.
Yeah. And my experience is that the energy that we carry is a much more reliable compass to navigate by. So I just help people connect to that loving energy that they have for each other. And then from there we work through, you know, whatever the mind is telling them needs to happen, and it just can happen in a much quicker time frame than you're going to normally get in a traditional kind of couples therapy paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds, as I have done some research on relationships, as I've been married for 31 years too, it's always interesting to see the different approaches. And I do like your method of bringing it back, as you saying, you know, remember that feeling. Remember that, you know, what was it that drew you two together? And like you said, once you warm, it seems like it warms it up. It's kind of like when you start up a car, it needs to warm up a little bit, especially
mm-hmm.
if you live in Colorado.
Yeah.
It gets cold. If you're allowed to warm up the car, it's going to run much more efficiently. And it seems like that's what you do in tapping in with your intuition. And, you know, we're all energy. And I would have to say, even in the worst of situations, there would be some sort of energy to try to tap into. And I note that you use the phrase of life relationship remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that go, now, once you've determined that this is a couple that really wants to make it work, they've kind of warmed up back into their heartstrings, is that when the remodeling begins?
Yeah. For me, you know, given that I'm in a long-term relationship, there are many times that my wife and I have, just like you would if you own the house for 30 years, you're going to remodel that house from time to time over a 30-year time period. And so with relationship remodeling, which is a much more intensive process and a much kind of an, it's kind of the fast track is what I say. But what I do in relationship remodeling is if a couple is really clear that they want to be together and that if they preferred, well, I'll use a couple, one of my actual couples that I'm working with is a case in point. When they first came to me after being together for quite a while, actually they've been together for about 36 years, and one of the partners had one foot out the door, absolutely ready to just say, you know, to hell with it. And so they came to work with me, and in the remodeling process, first we got to that step of helping them both see that as angry or hurt as either of them were, they really wanted to be together. You know, that neither of them were completely excited about the prospect of throwing 36 years down the drain. And so once we get that clarity that there really is a connection still, there is a genuine desire to still be together and to grow. And that's another important point, Nancy. A lot of couples will define healthy relationship more as the absence of conflict rather than the abundance of joy and growth and continual expansion. So I'm not interested in helping couples have a quote-unquote good relationship that just means they're not yelling at each other anymore. So if they really want to go for that growth and expansion model, then much like you would if you were remodeling your house, you get a concept of what you want the new remodeled house to look like. Then you have to kind of design it. You got to pick out colors and carpeting and da-da-da-da. And so with a couple, what I do is I work with them to define and develop a vision for their future that comes from a place of really energetically declaring the relationship that they've had all those years. Up until now, the relationship that they've had is done. It's complete. It's dead. It served its purpose. And we're going to, you know, we're going to salvage from that any of the parts or materials, if you wanted to stick with the home metaphor. You know, you take all the good stuff with you, but you kind of complete the old, quote-unquote, bad stuff. And so from a nucleus of what's good from the old, you start looking at what you want to add that would be brand new. And then once that's clear, then I work with them to truly energetically be able to complete their past relationship, getting a lot of the skeletons out of the closet with each other, that when you've been with somebody for a while, it gets easy. All those little things that you decide not to communicate, all those little things that you decide, it's not that big of a deal, I'm not going to go into it, they all turn into a mountain of resentment. So I help them clear that out, and then once that's done, then there's a completely new, huge energy field available to really build whatever they want to build next. And on top of that, they're completely impassioned about doing it because now they're reconnected. They've kind of gotten all the gunk off of them, and now they can really be back in their heart connection and listening to their hearts more about what they want, and then I help them create a plan for, you know, how you actually go ahead and do that.
Wow. I'm just almost mesmerized with that. I you know, as we talked earlier, we see so much strain. We get caught up now, especially more than ever. The economy not only has affected us with, you know, financially, and compromised possibly what was a good relationship to now it's just neither here nor there. And I would have to guess that you're seeing a little more of that in how to partner up, and, maybe rethink the way things were and work it together rather than apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, something I like to say to people, whether it's a couple or even an individual who might be in relationship that, you know, working with me solo, that issue, of course, comes up. Money is a big issue for all of us. It's the number one or number two leading cause of relationship failure. And if you stop to think about it, that's really tragic because I don't know about you, but I distinctly remember when I was beginning to fall in love with the woman who I've been with all these years, I don't remember that either of us ever said, oh, by the way, how much money do you have in your bank account?
Yeah.
And so we, so I'm not taking away from the importance or even the value of money and having a healthy financial, you know, life, but it is not the basis upon which most couples begin. You know, I didn't fall in love with the unknown bank balance. I haven't been in love with how much money my wife may have ever had at any time in our relationship. And, you know, when we first got together, she was the major breadwinner, and she was in much better financial shape than I was in those days. And, you know, we've had times over the last 29 years where that's gone back and forth until I really, you know, consistently became the major provider. And so in that period of time, money has been an important issue, but we didn't fall in love with money. And if we really were to lose everything financially, the one thing we never lose, and I'm not, I want to be really clear with your listeners, I'm not living in some deluded utopian airy-fairy kind of reality here. I'm actually speaking from experiences where I've had no money, you know, where financial situations were dire, according to the ego, egoically dire. And the one thing that always stayed steady was the fact that my love for my wife and her love for me was always bigger and always has been bigger than the circumstances. But we get completely sucked in to our circumstances and we forget what we have. And so all this economic Sturm und Drang that the world is in, which parenthetically, I actually see more people who are worried about what could happen than are actually in big financial distress. Their fear of what could be is actually dominating and squashing their relationship much more than any real financial hardship. But be that as it may, the thing that I think financial and economic strain provides is an opportunity, if you're willing to take it, to actually deepen and strengthen the core of your relationship, which is your love for each other, your connection, your commitment to supporting each other emotionally as well as in every other way, and to lean into that, because that can then create. But there is nothing that gets created by taking your heart and yourself away in fear around money, which is that, you know, economic hardship generates nothing but fear. And in fear, there's no connection and no troubleshooting and no creative brainstorming and no breathing room are all the results of going away in isolation and fear. So for couples that are finding their relationship strained because of money, then it's an incredible opportunity and an invitation for them to look and see how they can actually reinvent their relationship and strengthen the foundation of it so that they can come at the financial challenges from an outside-the-box perspective.
A very well stated. Very well stated. And that word worry is such a huge one. And I've long ago put that. You know, well, no, I don't even think I've never been really a worrier. It will things take care of themselves. But there's a great quote. It says, "What worries you masters you," and it becomes just so all encompassing. I see it with certain people, and it's like, please step out of that tornado because you can't get beyond yourself. Or they say now, you know, get out of your own way. And, you know, it's just, I can see how you can be so effective with couples. And one question I do have is that you live in Boulder, Colorado, and I'm sure you have, you know, clients that are, you know, within the area that you live in. But if there were clients that, you know, lived in, let's say, New York or wherever, Georgia, that needed your assistance, do you work through Skype or a phone conference, or, you know, how can you be as effective on in that genre versus face-to-face?
Well, actually, you know, for the bulk of my practice, I've had way more clients that were not local than I've had that were local. So I work, there are a few different ways that all plays out. I do Skype. I love Skype. It's such a great invention. So for people that have a camera connected to their computer or their laptop, we can Skype each other, and so they see me and I see them. But because, Nancy, so much of my work is based on my skill with energy, I can feel energy whether I see a person or not. Is it nice to see them? Absolutely. But it's more for them to feel comfortable that they can see me. But long before there was even an internet, I was working with people over the phone in different parts of the world. And I have clients right now in Europe, and I have clients all over the U.S. And so Skype, and then for couples who really want to explore the remodeling their relationship concept, I have a website just about that, which is called remodelingyourrelationship.com, which, it should be noted, is only one L in remodeling. So remodelingyourrelationship.com. And for couples who may see that that's what they really want and need, they're ready for a massive turnaround and they want to do it quickly rather than the typical kind of 1 to 2 year time frame that traditional therapy takes, then they actually come here to Colorado, and my wife and I provide an experience for them that is a completely holistic, you know, there's the work with me, there's body work, there's an opportunity to do some work in nature, to have freshly cooked meals, and so we immerse them in a 3 to 5 day experience that gives them a real loving and nurturing cocoon to be able to turn things around. So, you know, you can have at me in person, on the phone, or Skype.
Wow, that sounds amazing. If there's a person that's saying, I don't need coaching, but I sure would love to experience all of the other. Colorado is a beautiful, especially Boulder, is a beautiful area, and just the pampering you just said, that sounds rejuvenating right then and there. So as we are nearing the end of the call, unfortunately, because you have so much to offer, and I do want to compliment you. You have expressed yourself, what you do, so eloquently and beautifully, and I encourage anyone who wants to learn more to go into Jeff's website and the remodelingyourrelationship.com, and I'm presuming that they would be able to make contact with you through that website.
Yep.
And then they're you know, I'm a conduit for you to connect with others, and we need more of this in our society more than ever, to get in touch with ourselves and our relationships, no matter if it's your spouse or any others, your child, your parents, and it all needs attention, and we all need to water that beautiful garden that we have in relationships. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being with us this morning. It was, just like I said, enlightening and inspiring, and I wish you all the best with your career and with future couples that you can help and nourish.
Well, thank you, and a huge pleasure to be here. I appreciate the invitation and for giving me such a wonderful, warm place to share what I get to share.
Well, I look forward to having you on my show again, and we'll go with part two. And I wish you a wonderful day. And for my listeners, I will be back on Thursday morning. And Jeff, good luck with you with your show as well. I'm in tune with you there too. It's a great show on Blog Talk Radio. Radio Free Spirit is the title of it. So I invite you to join that as well. With that said, we'll sign off now. Wish you all, once again, a wonderful Monday. Make it a great one. And thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Nick. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.